Ambassador with my colleague Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. We're discussing, yes, President Dwight David Eisenhower's farewell address, January 1961, which Victor's conversation with Senator Ron Johnson on his podcast recently reminded me I hadn't listened to in more than 30 years, 35 years. So I went and listened to it again, and it's as if I jumped into a crystal ball and I could see the future that President Eisenhower couldn't see. And one of the warnings that comes right at the end is do not be driven by fear. Do not allow the fear that is projected onto you to make decisions for you. And Victor, there's no better moment of that than what we've seen these days. You mentioned the politics. I'm thinking right now, fear is everywhere, a weapon that's used worldwide, globally worldwide, to drive people apart. But let's go to the country we can handle right now. There's fear that the government has lost control of our borders. That might be accurate, but what can we do with our recognition? How can we respond?
Well, I think we have to get back to what is considered normal. And what we see at the border with 8 million illegal entries is not normal. Somehow we've demonized normality so that if a person just politely and calmly says, we would like to have immigration that was legal, measured, diverse, and with people who had some fluency in our language and skills, that is considered radically, disruptive. And what we see now is passed off as normal, but we don't know. We have no idea who's coming in. They're coming from all over the world. We don't know why there's a flood of Chinese nationals of all places to come here. And the Biden administration has done nothing. And now we're in election year and they're panicking and claiming that someone else is responsible. But I guess I would conclude by saying this was not laxity or naivety. This was a deliberate policy of Mr. Mayorkas and Mr. Biden to open the border and let in millions of people who they felt under different types of voting procedures would be able to vote in a manner that would not have happened if it was normal in most states to appear before, you know, the voting ballot with a driver's license and in person. So I think it was deliberate. I think they feel that they did what they needed to do and brought in 8 to 10 million people, and they're not unhappy about it.
The other part of President Eisenhower's warning was don't let hate take control of your life. What is DEI except for a program for enmity between groups of people? What is wokeism except for a way of censoring people so that they can't express themselves? It's what Eisenhower feared, and here it is in our country. He feared it overseas. It's here.
Yeah, I think people realize now that being racist to stop racism is racism, and shouting people down and denying their right of free expression is not combating hate speech, but it's anti-constitutional. So I think what's happened, that extremists have hijacked the public discourse and the popular culture under the guise of being caring or liberal, and now we're seeing that they're the most uncaring and the most illiberal of all. And I think there's a backlash. I think people are going to say, you know what? What we saw after October 7th and the attacks on Jewish students and the attack on free speech, and then the same people who were not allowing other forms of expression as college presidents were allowing anti-Semitic venom. So I think we're in a period of reappraisal and recovery, and we're going to get away from the idea that we're going to separate people by race at graduation or separate people by race in college dorms or in so-called safe spaces, and just go back to the melting pot. Or what Martin Luther King, you know, advised, that we look at people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
The cancellation of our heritage bothered me early on, and it bothers me more than ever now when a statue of Ulysses Grant was pulled over. That was probably my breaking point, Victor. We've got a minute left. You really were momentarily there optimistic. Did I hear that correctly?
I am. I think that we're seeing less of that now, and there are people getting angry at what went on following George Floyd and the statue topplers, the name changers, all of these people opposed as our moral superiors. And I think now everybody sees them as wanting, they're tired of them, and they want to go back to the customs and traditions that they're used to, which resulted in this wonderful country. And the people who are toppling statues and changing names and opening the border, they are the radicals, and people do not want their revolution. They just don't want it.
Dwight David Eisenhower's farewell address, I recommend. Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.